Well, I don't think you can. We all know what it is. It's like any big city derby. And, you know, it hasn't happened for 5 years, has it? So it adds to the occasion. And let's be fair, it's a fantastic occasion, you know, because the spotlight's on the city and on the big two clubs in the Midlands, which obviously has this huge rivalry.
You've made the walk to the away dugout there before, but it's going to be very different that walk this time, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think so. I think they're going to come out in raptures. Yeah, of course. Of course. But, you know, look, I've been in the game 40 years and practically 10 of them were there. So, you know, I've got nothing but respect for the club itself and the people who support it. However, I'm now enemy number one because I've come over to this club and as I said, I want to stay here a long time now, and if I can repeat and have the stability and the success we had down the road, then I'll be very, very happy.
You have to embrace the theatre of the moment a little bit, though, don't you?
Embrace the theatre. That's one way of putting it. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, look, you know, for many years I've been called so many things. Usually it's been in Villa Park, Anfield, the Etihad, you name it, the Hawthorns. Always games seem to get a bit of stick, but usually it's in decent banter and I can give a bit back now and again.
What do you make of the man in the home dugout at Birmingham?
Well, he's done a smashing job. There's no doubt about that. He's done a smashing job and he looks very, very good at what he does. So we understand tomorrow that they'll be right ready for it and I'm sure we will be too.
And in terms of what you've had to do in your first couple of weeks here, it looks like the players are on board, they've been getting the message and results have started to follow.
Well, it's fair to say, look, you know, results help everybody. And there was big turnaround at the club and it's been, you know, waiting to happen. You know, the previous were close, the previous regime were close. 4 or 5 times they lost the game in the last 5 minutes. It could have been so different. And they could have got off to a good start. And you know what results does, it breathes a little bit of confidence in everybody. And, you know, we've thankfully managed to get a couple of results, but that's all it is, it's a start. And let's hope we can continue it, but that's going to be difficult.
What have you learned on the training ground about these players? Are you increasingly pleased with the raw materials that you've got?
Well, certainly when you look at the squad before I came in, with the talent that we've got, you look at it on paper, of course. You don't win football matches on paper. But certainly they've got the talent to play at this level, that's for sure. And what I think they needed was a little bit of direction, which way we're going to go and how we're going to go about our work and increase our workload. And thankfully they've bought into everything that we've tried to achieve or tried to get over and it's bared a couple of results, so let's hope that continues.
And the players in the last 2 games have put their hands up and said, well, look, Gaffer, you've got to keep on picking me.
Well, that's always the thing that we have. I mean, to be fair, I haven't seen 3, 4, 5 people of the squad just yet because, you know, I've only been in charge for 3 games. So they keep performing and keep getting a result, then my job is quite easy then because, you know, you always go with the ones, or I've always done that. If their reward is they've got the jersey, keep it. And that's me message to all of them.
And making sure this week, of course, that they know full well what this means to everybody. I'm sure you'll make sure that's the case.
I think what preparation has been all week is to make sure, if they weren't aware, exactly what it's going to be. So make no mistake, they've been prepared and warned and know of exactly what's in store.
Do you look for your most battle-hardened players for this one?
Well, look, the most important thing in a big derby occasion is who makes the few mistakes, who lacks that little bit of indiscipline. You know, we've seen that where somebody gets sent off. You know, you get so hyped up that you forget about playing the game. And it's important that you play the game. And of course, everybody wants to show their supporters how passionate they are, how much they want to win the game. That'll be pretty evident to everybody concerned because it is a fantastic fixture. And it's from the outside of this country too to witness the big Midlands derbies is one of them great occasions.